The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com. Late last week, the Department of Agriculture released the Cattle on Feed report that was largely in line with industry expectations. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham gave a rundown of the numbers.
On August 1st, we had about 2% more cattle on feed at just under 10.2 million head. During July, producers placed about 1.6 million head, which was 2% above a year earlier. And during July, feedlots marketed about 1.7 million head, which was about 1% below a year earlier. However, we do have to recognize that during July, there were two fewer slaughter days. So that number is artificially low, given the fact that there were fewer slaughter days during which to market those animals.
The marketings of fed cattle in July were the lowest since the report series began in 1996, but Shagham says there's more to the decline than meets the eye.
Even though we were looking at that 1% decline in fed cattle marketed during July, it's important to remember that there were two fewer slaughter days during the month. And actually, when you calculate the change on a per-day basis, we're actually talking about marketings during July, which were about 9% higher than a year ago. So there is a degree of currency in terms of the feedlots are marketing the animals in a very prompt fashion, but they are filling up the feedlots also with these animals that they are able to get cheaper prices than they got last year, with expectations of lower feed prices moving into the time when they would normally be marketed as finished animals in early 2017.
The industry is undergoing a herd expansion for the first time in quite a while, thanks to low commodity prices allowing some room for profitability. The problem? Cattle prices are also on the decline. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.